Both the Old and New Testaments declare it. People are like grass, withering, fading, falling, dying. They are transient and temporary, frail and fickle, tremendously sensitive to the spirit and tragically susceptible to sin all at the same time. Because inside each of those fragile earthen vessels that sit in your church every Sunday dwells an eternal soul with the capacity to have a relationship with their Creator. Isaiah said, "Surely the people is grass." And Peter added his voice and said, "For all flesh is grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof, it falleth away." But thankfully, God in His wisdom has given special gifts to His church to care for His kingdom, His vineyard, His field, this withering grass, these precious people. And we know these gifts to be our apostolic leaders. They walk among us, just as they did in New Testament times. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Their magnificent ministries and awesome anointings are rare treasures given to us by Jesus Himself to protect and direct, to challenge and comfort, to preach and teach, to plant and water, divide and restore, gather and harvest, all for the glory of God and for the growth of His kingdom and for the good of His church. And I have the unimaginable privilege of addressing so many of those apostolic leaders today, gathered together in this one room at this special moment of spiritual destiny because of the time of 2020. You are my cherished colleagues. You are my comrades in arms. You are my fellow soldiers in the trenches of ministry. You are my elders, my role models, my peers, my mentors, my heroes, my friends. To hear you preach and watch you lead is a powerful education. To hear your story and realize that you too have also battled sickness and shed tears and endured dark nights and deep clouds and fought fear and doubt and hell itself to get where you are, that is a profound inspiration to me. You are great, godly, gracious men and women. You and your ministries have blessed me far too dice storm, the snapped the power, off and on, repeated and during the last service. But you didn't even break your stride in worship. That's the man increased on prayer and souls that year, as he has in some fashion every year before and every year since. Because that year they can't even talk without that spiritual hunger pouring out of her and rushing over each one of us. And it's an honor to come up to be on this day. We go 3 days together from Canada, 3 full days. And 4 days to get home through that terrible storm. With 4 guys crammed in 1 car and sharing 1 hotel room. And we stayed at the legendary Traveler's Lodge on MacArthur Drive. That has since been torn down. And subsequent years we flew here and walked the church to save the cost of a rental car. Our restaurant choice was Super Run Foods. Or Taco Bell when we wanted to get fancy. Back then, we had to arrive hours early for every service just to get a decent seat. And I will confess, believing my Bible and staying by the seat a few times, even when they said we couldn't. And despite all that, every moment was a thrill. And I wasn't coming for the comfort or the connection. I was coming because I heard that Jesus showed up with his leaders gathered together at the Carson Cup. And you know what? He has never let me down, and you have never disappointed, and I am encouraged with you. I say all that to say this. I do not bring you the day of stature, victims, experience, success, and credentials. So many of you have achieved. That is not false humility, it is frank reality. I look at you with a mixture of awe and admiration, so very thankful for the wonderful ways that God is using you. Just to be in your presence and in God's presence is a blessing to me. If I don't do anything but just stand here and still here. Some of you are young families. Who have sacrificed comfort and careers to plant churches and cities, but the devil has controlled the culture for generations, and you are succeeding in pulling souls one by one from his clutches. You inspire our entire movement. You are amazing leaders. Others of you are missionaries who have left home and family. You've left them behind to take the gospel to nations bound by tradition and darkness. And against all odds, you have established BTS for the King. Thousands now serve God because you answered the call. You are amazing leaders. Some of you are pastors. You are raising up powerful apostolic churches and cities where everybody else is dumbing down doctrine. You still teach holiness while everyone else has embraced worldliness. But you have resisted the pressure to bow. Let me say that our movement is strong globally because of what you are accomplishing locally. You are amazing leaders. Those of you are evangelists, and you crisscross our fellowship, and you bless our churches, and encourage our pastors. You lift our faith to see the miraculous happen, and see thousands receive the Holy Ghost. Every year, you're helping us reach an unprecedented harvest. You are amazing leaders. Some of you have powerful prophetic gifts, and your voice is needed among us as you minister in that deep dimension of the Spirit. turning their lives around. And they are forever grateful to God for you. To them, you are giants. You may be rightly uncomfortable with that animal, but it's an accurate one nonetheless. The elders you remember so fondly, and they were giants in power. And you have now stepped into the churches they pastored, assumed the positions they held, and picked up the mantles they carried. In many cases, you've been entrusted with seeds you didn't build, houses you didn't build, wells you didn't dig, and vineyards you didn't plant. But the fact is that you have been entrusted with them. You lead us today as they led us. So in the eyes of this great apostolic fellowship, you are giants. Giants are powerful people. They walk with such an anointing that they seem larger than life to all the rest of us. Their messages inspire us for years, and their ministries help us inspire than we ever thought possible. They are the heavyweight champions of the apostolic movement, and the devil is right. Their words are weighty, their sense of discernment is keen, their command of scripture is compelling, their authority in the spirit is a force to be reckoned with. Yes, we know they're human, but to us, they're bigger than life. So thank God today, at the cost of the time, for all of you giants who walk among us in the apostolic church. Unlike in the Bible, where giants persecuted the people of God, you great men and women, you protect us, you shepherd us, you lead us, you direct us, you guide us, you cover us. And still, a giant is a giant, but an evil or good, so the principles that influence remain the same. Scripture tells us in Genesis 6 that giants are mighty men of renown. Popular heroes, famous warriors. Numbers 13 tells us the giants can make other people feel like grasshoppers by comparison, whether that was intentional or not. In the history of Israel, from the book of Joshua, through the time of the United Kingdom, demonstrates the giants can control entire territories. Giants can terrorize their enemies. Giants can paralyze opposing armies. Giants can inspire fierce confidence in those they live. But only the supernatural assistance of God is able to deal with giants or defeat them. Otherwise, giants were immovable and unstoppable. Their massive size and their sheer strength meant that they had no natural enemies who could take them down. That is exactly why we thank God for all of you leaders, all of you great giants of the faith, because you're on our side, and you're leading this church to revival and harvest and victory. The gift of God has invested in the people in this room, paralyzed hell and terrorized Satan. And you leaders, when you simply walk into the room,
to the altar. They brought forth miracles and deliverance.
Thank you. that they all